Wait, wait for me, you goddamn fool. Wait, my knee is as good as it was, you not even.
Oh, hurry up, then. Let's get out of this crowd, walking all over your feet and everything. I'll be damned, the race won't be done and over before you even get down the stable if you don't hurry up.
Now, listen here, Zeb. Right in the stable, you not.
What?
It's a paddock. The book said so.
Oh, shucks, I ain't such a fool that I don't know a stable in the field. Well, it's a barn is what it is.
You don't know a thing about it. A stable is for ordinary horses. High-toned horses like Flash get kept in a paddock.
Well, if I was you, I'd wait till after the race is over before I begin bragging now.
Dagnabbit, Zeb, what's the rush? Now, hold up a bit. You know...
Well, the Goshen, we got a lot to do, Zeb. Hurry up now.
I don't guess we got so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't Honey Boy in charge of the stable?
Oh, what about it? You ain't fool enough to think that Honey Boy is going to have anything to do with us winning the race, do you?
He's going to ride Flash, ain't he?
Yes.
Well, then answer me that. Ain't he going to ride Flash?
I said yes, of course he is. But it's going to take bees to get that old crowbait going.
He ain't no crowbait.
Well, he is. I tell you, Eb, you got to just keep your mind on one thing in winning this race.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well, what have you got to keep your mind on?
Both me and you, we've got to keep our mind on the bees. You know we don't like bees. And the only way you can get them to raise a sweat is to show them some bees.
Did look that way once, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
And this afternoon he got scared of that sign advertising honey, didn't he?
Yes, he ran in the pasture when a bee took after him. I figured he'd got kind of a bee scare.
Well, if a bee took after me, I'd be scared, too. I don't blame him a bit.
You would all right. You're scared of your shadow. Well, say, which one of these stalls is Flash in? We'll be walking all day here.
Now, how in tarnation do I know? Look in that stall over there. And
okay, mister, and you belong around here?
Oh, I guess I do. I ought to. I own one of these here racehorses.
Oh, you do? Well, that's fine. Do you know a man by the name of Hector Smith?
Oh, shucks, yeah. Know him about as well as know my own name.
Well, thank heavens. Now I'm getting somewhere. Have you seen him this morning?
How's that?
I said, have you seen him this morning?
Now that you speak of it, don't believe I have.
Well, if you see him, tell him I've got the hide.
You don't say so.
Yes.
What in tarnation is the good of town Hector Smith?
I want to give him to him so that I can go home.
What? You mean to stand there and tell me you want to give Hector the hide?
Sure. Come all the way from Cornfield.
Look here, young fella. I don't know who you be, but you ought to be in jail.
Oh, I have, huh?
That's what it said. The idea of going around giving a nice boy like Hector Smith the hive. Who sent you here, anyway?
Mrs. Snyder.
She didn't, either. Could be more like her to give you some sulfur and molasses. That's what Mrs. Snyder do.
Beehive, yo. Goat beehive.
Hey, you be dad dang careful who you calling a goat.
What in tarnation you stand there gabbing for it? Well, if you see Smith, tell him I'm looking for him anyway, will you?
Yeah. Well, I'll see you later, Dad Darren Fresh Jackalmate. Hey, Zeb.
Right.
You see that fella going yonder there?
Of course you do. You don't think I'm blind or something. What about him?
He's a dangerous man.
Dangerous?
Yeah.
Well, shucks, he don't look it.
Well, he is, all right.
What?
He wants to give Hector Smith the hive.
What's that?
Said he's looking for Hector Smith. Wants to give him the hive.
Why, you darned old fool. That's the fella we're looking for, then.
Then we must be crazy, too. Why do we want him?
Why, you old scarecrow, that's the fella that's got the bees we're going to use in this race. He's got the beehives.
He has, huh?
Of course he has.
Well, then why didn't he say so, Chuck?
Well, that just shows you. I'm pretty smart. We're going to have bees enough for any anything that comes up.
They'll think a couple of bees would be enough.
Yeah, never mind what you think. Come on, I found where Flash is.
Oh, did you? Well, come on. What are you standing there for? That's fine.
Well, he's right over this way. Second stall down.
All right. Over here. Oh, gosh, yeah. Hey, yeah. Is he all right?
All right. Of course he is. That is as good as he ever is. Right there, see?
There's Honey Boy now. Say, Zeb, but that's kind of a funny thing, that jockey being called Honey Boy, ain't it?
Hey, just the thing. Having a rider by that name might be about as good as the bees themselves.
Hello there, Mr. Zeb.
Oh, yes.
Zeb, Bowman,
sir. How do, Honey Boy? Where's Flash?
Oh, don't show your ignorance. That's Flash under them there blankets.
What's the matter with him? Has he got pneumonia?
Oh, no, sir. He ain't got pneumonia. No, he's all right. I'm just warming him up.
Well, what in tarnation you doing that for?
Well, when you see, Mr. F., this am a hot-blooded horse. And a hot-blooded horse you can get to get him to sweat and go to run.
Well, you are, Ed. Trouble's been all the time. You couldn't get him to run fast enough to get up a sweat.
Yeah, that's so. A horse like this, you have to sweat him.
Dagnabbit, Zeb, but this here race looks about as good as one right now.
Maybe, but I'll tell you right now, if I hadn't gone and made arrangements for them bees, it couldn't be.
Bees? What are y'all talking about bees, though?
Yeah, now, there you done it, what? That darn fool.
Well, bees is one animal and I sure don't like.
You don't, huh?
No, sir. That's why they called me honey bower. Every time I get close to a bee, the old bee wants to back up to me and push.
I guess you better bring Flash over here and let us take a look at it.
Sure, but I suppose there ain't going to be no bees buzzing around this race, is there?
Of course they ain't.
Why, these two.
They ain't.
Really?
They ain't. Shut up. That damn old fool.
You don't care if the wrestle with no push fly.
Oh, shucks, there ain't going to be no bees around as far as I know.
So I'm glad to hear that, boss. They like me, but I doesn't like them. I'll untie the horse and bring them over here.
Say, think you're pretty darn smart, don't you? Tell them there ain't going to be no bees when you know there is.
You didn't say that, Tom.
You did so.
I didn't. I just said there wasn't going to be any bees as far as I know.
Well, it's all the same thing.
It ain't.
It is.
I don't know if it ain't, tell you.
That's it.
It ain't.
Dad,
burn it, keep quiet. Yeah. I didn't know for sure there's going to be any bees. Neither do you.
But if there ain't, there won't be no race neither. Remember that.
Didn't have no business mentioning it in the first place, especially in front of him.
Well, it just sort of slipped out, Chuck. Sort of feel free.
Here, there, boss. There's my baby. Come up and talk to your papa.
Dan Burnett, say, he looks like a real racer, don't he?
Yes, he looks pretty good when he's covered up with blankets. The more he's covered up, the better he looks.
The trouble with you, Zeb, is you ain't got no racehorse sense. Look how he nuzzles me. Well, just look at that. He nuzzles me.
I just assumed he nuzzled a sick cow.
See how quiet he stands when he's near me. He knows I'm a regular horse lover.
He just wants something to lean against.
Ah, there's one thing about that horse there. He sure has power. Don't nothing excited.
Well, he don't appear too frisky, but I guess he'll be all right when he gets the idea that the other horse is trying to beat him.
Yeah. Stand still, Flash.
He's sure I'm getting up a nice sweat. Yes, good. Just run your hand under this blanket, Mr. Ed.
Put your hand under the blanket there, huh?
Yeah.
He ain't ticklish, is he?
No, of course not. But put your hand right there under the blanket. Ain't that a fine rabbit over here?
Sure is. Hold still, Flash. I'll be dead burned.
What's the matter, Ed?
Nothing.
He's show.
I'll tell you what.
Well, I know a darn sight better. I know you.
Oh! So, he won't be long now. The post home. I've got to saddle my mount.
I reckon we better get up to where they start, Zeb.
Yes, I guess so. Come on.
If you all climb over that fence and cut across the inside of the trap, won't be too far.
Sure, that's right. We'll do that. Come on, Ed.
You ain't no more anxious to get away from here than I am. So long, honey boy, and stick on him like glue, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
So long.
But I sure isn't
threatening. Hey, Zeb, help me over this gate, will you?
Well, take your hand out of your pocket and get over yourself, you old fool.
I can't take it out.
Why not?
Someone might see me.
Why, you lazy old fool. What if they do see you?
Don't make no difference. Boost me over here.
Shucks, well, come on. First time I ever see a fella.
I got it. I'll get my pants caught in that nail. Hold up.
First time I ever see a fella too lazy to take his hands out of his pockets.
Ain't that. Can anyone see us from here?
Of course they can.
Well, then, look at that.
Shucks, I don't see nothing. Just put your hand in some blue paint.
It ain't blue paint. It's dye.
Where'd you get any blue dye?
You got it off of Flash.
Well, I'll be dead burned.
Yep, that sweat is washing the dye right out of him.